You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction says 93 school referendum questions will be appearing on ballots this spring, with 5 appearing on the February 18th primary ballot and the remaining 88 on the April 1st spring election ballot. February's referendums include Mauston, which is seeking an operational referendum to avoid dissolving as a school district. In April, districts going to referendum include Arcadia, Bangor, Cochrane Fountain City, DeSoto, Holman, Independence, Melrose-Mindoro, New Lisbon, Prairie du Chien, Viroqua, and Whitehall. Wisconsin Republicans are working to ban cell phones in schools. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Sturgeon Bay Assemblyman Joel Kitchens is sponsoring the measure. It has not been formally introduced yet. It would require school districts come up with ways to keep students from using their devices, phones, laptops, tablets during instructional time. According to a Pew Research survey from last year, more than 70% of high school teachers say devices in class are a major problem. It would be up to each district to decide how they would store students' devices. One of the biggest parts of the pushback to these plans is that parents want their kids to have their phones in case of emergencies. According to Everytown for Gun Safety, there were about 220 school shooting events in America last year. This proposal includes exceptions for emergencies, for students with disabilities, and those who use their devices for health reasons. Indiana, Minnesota, and Ohio have recently passed measures restricting phone use in schools. Meanwhile, the Department of Public Instruction confirmed to me that they've also been looking into phone bans in classrooms. That includes checking out this legislation from other states. Now, they don't have a position either way yet. For now, they're just exploring the issue. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Supporters of the bill say one of the trickiest issues to resolve is how to enforce the ban. The first round of wintry weather this week is making its way through the Coulee region today, causing some slippery road conditions, especially for areas north of La Crosse. Snowfall totals are expected to be under an inch for La Crosse County, but are expected to be higher just north of the area between La Crosse and Eau Claire. Another bout is on tap for Wednesday when mixed precipitation moves through. Highs this week will be in the upper 20s to the low 40s, cooler than last week. We'll have more details coming up in our Civic Media forecast. Wisconsin's state surplus is now over $4 billion. With more, here's Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles.
There's more of your money piling up in Madison. Wisconsin's budget surplus has been revised upwards to $4.3 billion. That's according to the latest figures from the Legislative Fiscal Bureau. It's up from the previously estimated $4 billion. Governor Tony Evers will soon present his budget proposal, which is expected to initiate a series of negotiations with Republicans over how to use that money.
Republicans in the state legislature are at odds with Democrats as well as Governor Tony Evers on what to do with the surplus funds. The city of La Crosse is set to consider a new ordinance banning the outdoor release of balloons. According to a proposed ordinance document filed with the city's Judicial and Administrative Committee, the ban would apply to outdoor releases of balloons lighter than air. It carves out exceptions for scientific or weather balloons as well as hot air balloons. Mayor Mitch Reynolds said that the balloons released outdoors end up polluting the environment and can affect grazing livestock. The committee meets tomorrow. Absentee ballots have been sent out by election clerks around the state as the spring primary arrives on February 18th. On Tuesday, in-person absentee voting begins, and the deadline to request an absentee ballot is on February 13th. The spring primary will be held on February 18th statewide from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. You can visit the Wisconsin Election Commission's website for more information. To check on your registration status or to see what's on your ballot, go to myvote.wi.gov. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now at civicmedia.us/app. I'm Jimmy Cuska for AM 1490 WLCX and lacrosseeagle.com.
The Bucks lose to the Grizzlies. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost at home, 132-119 to the Memphis Grizzlies. Milwaukee's now lost 4 of their last 5 games. The Bucks had the lead, but let it slip away. Head coach Doc Rivers.
I thought the game changed in the middle of the third quarter. I think we had a 10-point lead, had the ball on the side out, and turned the ball over, and they got a 3-point play. I thought that was a turning point of the game.
The Bucks are back at it tonight on the road in Oklahoma City against the Thunder. College hoops, Marquette losing at home over the weekend to UConn, 77-69. The Golden Eagles play St. John's tomorrow night. The Badgers beat Northwestern, 75-69. The Wildcats without their second leading scorer, Brooks Barnheiser, after he suffered a broken foot last week. Head coach Chris Collins.
The decision was made to shut it down. He's not going to be with us the rest of the year. but he left it all out there. I'm sorry, I'm getting emotional, but I love that kid.
That's Northwestern head coach Chris Collins. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're a fan of the video game Fortnite and Sabrina Carpenter's music, this might be the most earth-shattering news you've ever heard. So have a seat. The pop star is in talks to have her image featured in the game Fortnite, according to Forbes, which reports the game will use her music and develop a skin in her likeness. Other artists that have been featured in Fortnite include Eminem, Bruno Mars, Lady Gaga, Mariah Carey, and Metallica. I still love watching people do the Fortnite dance. Selma Blair is back to work. The actress is the star of films like Cruel Intentions, The Sweetest Thing, and A Guy Thing, co-wrote by yours truly. Did you really think I was above making a shameless plug? Blair announced in 2018 that she was dealing with multiple sclerosis. According to Variety, the actress has signed on to three new film projects, including Stay Forte, which is the story of the three Israeli hostages taken by Hamas October 7th of last year. No real details were given about her MS, other than the actress says she's feeling much better. The Oscars are just 4 weeks away, and if you missed some of the Best Picture nominees the first time around, or don't have access to the films in theaters, don't despair. The Brutalist, A Complete Unknown, I'm Still Here, and Nickel Boys are unavailable to stream at the moment, but the rest of the nominees are available to watch in the comfort of your own home. Anora, Wicked, and The Substance are all on pay-per-view for anywhere from $4 to $20. 20 big ones might sound like a lot, but oftentimes is cheaper than actually going to the theater. The following potential Best Pick winners are free if you have the appropriate platforms. Conclave is on Peacock. You can catch A Real Pain on Hulu, and Emilia Perez is available on Netflix. Check them out. It will make watching the Oscars more fun. And at those prices, you can't afford not to be a couch potato. Sean Baker's film Anora drew a Best Picture nomination for this year's Oscars. I have not had the pleasure yet, but I did catch one of Baker's previous films, The Florida Project, and was blown away. The film is so real that if native Wisconsinite Willem Dafoe wasn't in it, you would think you were witnessing the lives of real people who live in the low-rent Florida hotel where the film is set, just on the outskirts of Disney World. Dafoe plays the manager who is constantly trying to keep tourists and his own down-and-out residents content while often looking out for their kids. The film is heartbreaking at times, but also oddly uplifting. Baker's script is full of real and heartfelt dialogue, and his verite directing style makes it so easy for viewers to lose themselves in this chaotic world. And just when you think you have the story figured out, Baker takes it in another direction. I did not see the ending coming. If you can, check out the Florida Project. It is definitely one of Pete's picks.
Patchy fog, light snow, and some freezing drizzle possible this morning. Then mostly cloudy here through the day today. Our high right around 33 this afternoon. Tonight down to 12. Tomorrow mostly cloudy, 24 on Wednesday. More freezing rain and light snow with a high of 31. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 33.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.